Could I get you some ounces out of the way for now?
It smells like all the Ku Klux Klan has been buried in it.
Right. Okay.
That's not as bad a smell I can think of as the Ku Klux Klan.
Also, there's no seat saving. Everybody has. No, not toilets. Because people are coming in here and they're somebody's laying down a pillow to save a seat for somebody, and the only way.
Give it to me. They won't give it to me. I come by and they don't see me. Some of these folks can't see in front of their nose. They won't. I said, let's scoot over. I said, this is Jim. Oh my.
But
they do that. I know they do that.
Even if you sit down, you know, for the meeting, you're not supposed to leave for an hour anyway. So after an hour, then you can start. You can lay down something of yours to save your seat. But nobody's supposed to save a seat for you before you even gotten there. All right.
The news, because you never put your hand up. Some of the very folk come here early. You ask them, do you hear anything? They hear nothing. I don't know what they come for.
A lot of chairs and benches have been taken from the rice workers area, and they've been marked, and they're painted, and they've got a special mark on them, and everybody that's sitting in one of those, your name is taken down. Yeah, I've got the list right here, and if you don't...
Ought to have to go all the way back to that apartment building, you mean?
Right.
That's ridiculous.
And everybody, you better carry them back, because we've got your name down. If they're not back there, you're going to...
If they're not back there, you'll be in public services tomorrow.
You're up for warning. Also, those people that are taking them from there and taking them wherever you want to your homes or whatever.
He's got it right there. He just take a long time to call. He's got the list right there. I see the names.
It's an automatic 2 weeks. Anybody taking them and take them home with you, we figure it's stealing, so you can just go to PSA.
Those rice workers are keeping our food pure, and by God, you better keep your hands off of their stuff.
Also,
right? Stay out from there if you don't belong there.
One last thing is the flower pots that are not decorative, like the ones that got carnation cream on them and stuff like that. When we have guests walking around... These should be taken in and out of sight until they go by, and it should be up to the inspector.
Can't they get the carnation label off of the thing?
I suppose so, but and they've got all kinds of things written on them, and some of them are just we don't have any paint to paint them with.
Well, I see what you're saying.
And inspectors,
get them out of the way.
Should be up to the inspectors to go through before any kind of tour like that to get them out of sight. And that's all. That for a long time has been a thing. You're supposed to take your bench back, but there's no way of marking all these benches. It just should be up to the people to do.
You have to take it one, I suppose.
When he saw me back
yes
there,
or no,
I
yes
saw
no,
him
were you, yes or no, were you eating six?
I was back there taking a pee, and I was embarrassed because Dorothy and him was down there, so that's why I kind of hid off back there. So it was embarrassing. No, I was back there taking a pee. That's why I was back to the hedges like that.
I stood there and I watched you eat it. Don't pull that shit, cause I was standing right there and Dorothy saw you too. I watched you.
Oh, go back there. Oh, you missed some of that stuff. She can put up a little synopsis of Tank and what else was it? Hiroshima and Dresden. But if you listen to that, you'll get Dresden. But some people get it better from you than writing on the blackboard. Puts a burden on you, but you do it very well. Okay.
Shonda, today when I was talking to you about when I said that I was a picnic on that day,
We'll let them have a picnic. All have a picnic so they can talk to each other about their complaints. And we'll let a nurse take every half-hour shift, because if they had an hour, it'd drive them crazy.
Thank you, Dorian. Praises. Tommy Rochelle has learned procedure and pharmacy exceptionally fast, is cooperative and responsible. Richard Costello, is praised for extra effort he puts in fields. He works very hard at all times. These people have warnings, okay? There's really nothing to say about this, all right? People sleeping during people's rally tonight. The following people were sleeping during people's rally: Ronnie Berryman, Betty Gill, Chris Lund, James Johnson, Ricky Johnson, Alfred March, David Chaikin, Richard Costello, and he just had a warning, and Diane Lundquist. He just got a praise. Right. So who has two? Ronnie Berryman has two. Anybody else? Has he had any praises?
I do. He's made sense tonight. He made sense tonight, so I'll give him one praise. Well, on the leniency. It made sense in this conversation. I remember what he said.
Okay.
It's a go for him.
Okay. So everybody else has one warning on that.
I do with it.
Okay, the following people that sit in the back, you should, you sit in the back of the pavilion, you must sit back there quite frequently. Your name is Luis Jackson, Wanda Sauter, Glenda Polite, Joyce Johnson, Hazel Newell, Tom Fitch, Laretha Buckley, L.V. McGinnis, Elaine Backman, and Odell Blackwell. Next meeting, you should be on the front rows. Yes, John. And
I was also sleeping.
Support yourself, that's all.
Carolyn?
That's very principle. Appreciate it.
You were also sleeping too? Thank you.
Off. Tulis off. Joyce, now we're going to get everybody off. Well, I'll say one thing. Now, there's all those hands out there, so somebody's not doing their job.
What do you say?
You're picking on some, because there's I won't even bother to all put their hands up. Put their hands up, you were sleepy. Put their hands up, because you're not going to. Look at this. So you see, you're not doing your job. There's a good three-quarter.
He didn't say for everybody talk. He said, raise your hand.
Folks, will you please shift? I'd rather you shifted in the meeting and stood up. And asleep. You see what I mean? I'd rather you shifted it on your own. See what I'm saying? Don't sleep. It's dangerous if we let this happen. There's three quarters of the folk that slept to the meeting. It's very dangerous. Very, very, very dangerous.
Quiet, please. There we have one person here, and this is a jury matter, says that he thinks that his sentence is unjust, and that's Garnett Johnson. And, it says, Jack, I got one day on PSU, and I got four praises. This something. Tell Dad. I can't read this, but he says it's... Okay.
Billy Jones got one praise. What did Billy Jones do?
He worked with Stephen.
I was outside.
He worked with Stephen with the wood, with the logs.
Is this man slacked on?
Who can give a report on his work?
His work has been pretty good.
He got caught doing it. Did he admit, Joyce? Joyce only reported one. I don't know.
Can one of y'all talk through the microphone so we all can hear?
He was laughing and being disrespectful to the office when we saw clapping and singing. And
okay, but wasn't Billy Jones involved in that?
Who turned him in?
Was Billy and Jones involved in that? Okay, that was something else. Okay, Vincent told.
On the part of justice, I think there's bias against this person. He may have brought some of it against him. And undoubtedly does. I think there's some subjective bias. I can feel it in the air. So, on view of that, I say I will let the case stand as appeal, but show he's been given undue mercy. Okay.
Salute.
I don't like to hear a lot of things roaring around me about a person. It doesn't make me feel like that there's undue partiality.
Thank you, dear.
four praises are significant in my mind. It's too late to even debate it. I'd rather be on the side of leniency at this late hour than on the side of toughness.
Thank you, Dan.
I agree that that wasn't fair, but one thing, I hope Garnett doesn't make this a habit, because every time he's been put on a thing, he's wrote up some kind of stupid note, and this time he's right, but not every time he's been right, and I hope you don't just think you can do it every damn time.
He may not be right now, and don't mind what you're saying. It's very appropriate. You better not think that that's going to be a pattern, because he appeals at next time, 1 o'clock, I said to put it in the record as undue mercy.
I'm not calling you up here. I'm just saying that, because every time you got up, it ain't been fair. With a lot of you guys that think you're always being true, never change. And you're one of them. There's a lot of other guys around here.
I also remember flashes of my grandson's face, who makes a lot of peas and carrying on in this meeting.
Instead of taking Garnett off, put Billy on, is what I was going to suggest.
If you think that's probably been a better side of justice, because I've seen Billy do a lot of foolishness in meeting. I remember his face. Teas, carry on. He's not serious at a lot of times when he should be.
And I know
that's what made me make the statement.
And I know damn well he uses me, and I think I stood up and said he got a praise and everything, and I think if he's on for a day, I think Billy ought to be on for a day at least.
They're both off tonight. I'm going to be on the side of mercy, but he has undue mercy too. Mark it by him. He better take advantage of it. Thank you, Stephen, for fairness on the matter.
Dad, I got one more thing. I'm sorry. Just warning for not losing enough weight since January. Sue Jerram, Dee Dee Macon, Ollie Harrington, Bertie Arnold, Karen Shirley Bassey, and B. Dawkins.
And next time we're going to have to deal seriously with it. Is that the one only warning they got? I can't let this wait. You are putting an undue amount of stress. If you knew how much I lovingly worry when I pass you people that are heavy, you don't know what you're doing. The doctor should describe in a lecture sometime if we ever had enough time, but we're too meeting-oriented now. You are, it's just too complicated. You break down every organ in your body with this weight. You're just killing yourself, and the burden, if you were lucky enough to die, that'd be one thing, but you're putting the burden on your dad, on the family. I don't think anyone wants to be the source of maybe $40 a week for just your pills alone to keep you alive or sustain you from pain, do you? Well, then quit doing this to us, because you're murdering me by worrying about you. I worry about this extra weight, so take it as a serious warning. What is this question now? What is the question before the body?
Father, I have one question, not question. I know I was wrong for talking to you that time, but what happened? I refused to take my medicine. I told them that I wasn't going to take it because it's doing me more harm than it's good. Okay, I didn't take the medicine. They helped me down and make me take the medicine.
You can't determine what is doing more harm to you in the field of medicine, dear. You must not make that determination. Grand mal seizures, you have grand mal. I saw you have them. When our house, when I was in Georgetown with 140 people, if I had meditated on you, you were in death itself. You were breaking your neck, your bone, everything. You're all around. You could kill somebody next to you. You can tell us all night long that it may make you feel bad, and I can believe that. But a grand mal seizure, one of them, if it hadn't been for my protection, one grand mal seizure can destroy you or somebody next to you.
They helped me down and made me take my medicine. When I'm cleaning up...
Well, why didn't you just take it without being
made? Because I told him it was done in Muhammad. It was good. And made
well, what makes you have the right to do this when we all abide by what the medical staff says and what the office, I am the office, says that you should do?
And they
good God, that medicine costs that I give you. You think I'm forcing you to do something that's not good for you?
No. And they put me on a discipline for... I've been on discipline. I said...
The complaint is medicine. I don't want to hear it. If it's another complaint, okay.
Since I'm cleaning up around here in a mill, that's what I was just saying.
What is it, darling?
I find more medicine since we're cleaning up around here than what I was taking. And I have showed it to Laura. I have picked it up and showed it to Laura, and I picked them up and gave it to her, and I done picked some up and showed
them
up.
How much have you found? Well, that's too many.
And what
You ought not to let these people take their medicine unless they take them right there. Darvon and the toddler program. Only takes one. For that sister, that's right. But you should take your medicine. You know what? You'd have been on your own. If you hadn't a bit, Simon, you'd have been on your own by now. You hear what I'm saying? If you hadn't done that and took your medicine, I was going to put you on your own. You within a week of being put out on your own, and then you went and got in that fight with Simon and bit him. I'm not going to hold you. He held you down because you wouldn't take your medicine. You see, that's why you're not thinking rational. It is irrational to know when you've got petit mal or grand mal seizures where you can't see yourself. We see yourself. You would break your neck. You break your back. You break your arms. Or if somebody happens to be in your way, you swing like the might of Hercules. You could break somebody else's neck. And too many of them causes brain damage. Yes, that's what the medical staff said. Well, so when you just cooperate, darling, you will be given your trial, because I will not hold something against you eternally that you did to me. I'm not going to be that way. I wouldn't do that. You were close. You were so close to being given trial. So now go on with your work and show a good spirit and see if you can't get back again where you will be tried on your own. You see what I'm saying? But you got to face our points of insanity. You know when you're insane? We're insane when we say that we know more than a doctor does, right? Everybody here, anybody does it, you're insane. When you insist that you know more, I mean, if it's something where you want to question it, okay, you know, you got a right to do that. But if you got grand mal seizures, and you know that you do, everybody says that you have epileptic seizures, you don't want to take the medication, which is costly, because I have to import it from abroad, then I'm still so concerned about your health, I want to have it for you. Don't argue with medical staff. Then to get into a fight with a hassle, they have to hold you down, you're a strong woman, then bite them. That's what got you in your difficulty. Because you've been doing very well up till then. You've been doing very well. But you got something, you just got a blind spot when it comes to that medicine. But now she does bring out a very good point, and it's a praise. She has brought out this fact that somebody is not doing your job. You're not making them take their medicine on the spot. If they won't take the medicine, don't give it to them. Bring them right up to public service. Because a toddler, what are you going to do with a Darvon with one of those toddlers? Take that. How in the devil's hell did it get there? Look like some people. There's some people so sick that they put.
Yeah, I don't even put my head in their head. Daddy. Because once in a while we find out that there are people in the community that still have their own medicine that has not turned.
Anybody's
it
got you're committing a criminal act if you've got medicine in your community. Now who's got them right now? If you want to get out from under indictment, I'm going to order a special investigation tomorrow. Anybody keep medication because it's potential poison somewhere. Anybody got it? You don't know about it. Now it's chance for clemency. It's chance right now to put up your hand for clemency. So take their names. They're clemency. There's clemency here.
Because there's only one.
If anybody else found with medication, you're going to be in trouble. There's clemency if you put your hand up now. Believe me, there's clemency. You won't have anything. All we want to know now. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Sister, you put your hand up, you got to keep it up. No, otherwise, you'll be on public services. I don't want to debate it. I'm just saying there'll be no charges against you. There'll be nothing held against you. Put your hand up now. Please, medical staff, move quickly. Move quickly. Move quickly. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Those of you who want clemency, you have to stand to your feet right now. Nobody else. Tomorrow we find medicine on you, you will be on public services, and then we'll see that you do what is right. Stand up, please, at this moment. I'd like to say, too, that the helpers and the medical people accompany each of these people tonight to collect this information. Please get around. And a helper, get with them. Will you get all your helpers here? I don't want this situation. I had to pick up five bodies or six bodies, have them come in here, have them draped on arms. We're in a crisis trying to defend our lives, our property from invaders, and somebody laid out poison
for six of our babies. I had to bring them back from the dead. Some of you on the other side don't know what the hell I've been through over this, so you won't fight nor hassle with me or even talk on this subject tonight. You'll know it's a thing to do. You can go there and they'll give them to you. They'll take your name down. You'll be given special commendation for turning it in. And then I don't want any hassle if you go and ask for some help there.
Thing is that you can't know.
If somebody stood up there, I saw somebody standing up. Now they sit down. He's right back there in stripes. Don't you sit down. I do not wish to discuss the subject of medicines loose in a community where you have people who have been brought up in psychotic conditions in USA. They can take that stuff and put it in your food. They can take it. They're so frustrated. Anybody that goes is so aggravated when I'm trying to give knowledge that will sneak into that school and erase a blackboard so people can't read it after a librarian's worked their rear ends and some object work that the educators do. We've got some sickos here. We've got less sickos than U.S. society, but we've got them. And you are foolish to keep that kind of medication around because we've got people here that are capable of taking it, put it together, and poisoning you with it. I don't care if they do it to me. You've got to face that capitalism made us sick, made us hostile, made us frustrated. We still have people here who consider this place their enemy. Instead of those people back there who are trying to cut us down, they consider this place their enemy. They say, we have to be here. That shows their mentality. I don't mean those people would kill, but it shows a mentality. And to those who are alienated and don't face the truth that this is their best friend, why, you've got trouble on your hands. And one thing we cannot have is drugs running loose. No drug abuse in this place. Yes.
I want to say that you can't tell from any kind of medication how strong it is or how dangerous it is, because some pills which you think are very harmless, one of them will kill a child. And I'm not naming the medications, but you don't know which ones. And you have to assume that are all very dangerous.
I can't find this medication. It's supposed to be 200 pills of mendelamine and a whole raft of diazide. I don't have it. I thought I turned it in. I turned in all the medications I brought. The only thing I can figure out, it must be in that IPB machine. I put some in it, all kinds of stuff, and I don't know where.
Well, the woman is trying to be honest to tell you what it is. You better be doing an all-out search for that stuff.
Well, I turned it in to Dale.
I'm not doubting it. And you're saying it's not in the pharmaceutical supply.
Place it can be is in that IPB machine that's not got here.
Well, let's show this, the medical people know what you're talking about.
That's
enough. That's enough. I don't want her to tell what the IPB machine is. Don't you know better than that? Well, if you know what it is, you go tell her, baby. But don't make everybody know. You hear? You get with her, because that's got to be located. Well, go down there and find out, will you? 200 pills that somebody could do harm to somebody with. Instead of arguing over the images and all that, somebody's got to move to find out the information. She don't even know whether it is the machine. Or to find out what's the machine. The first thing, the most intelligent thing, was to go to the nurse, the doctor, and find out what the machine is so she can go look. God.
Dad, it was reported to the nursing staff that there's a woman in dorm 5 that has a box of medication in her suitcase. Now, I don't know who it is, but whoever
how
it is.
How can somebody report a woman in dorm 5, and apartment 5, rather, not dorms, please drop those words, apartment 5, how could they report her and not know who she is? Please, in apartment 5, if you know who this is, please, for God's sakes, will you not drag us all night long? Who are these people that say you saw somebody in apartment 5 and don't even know who they are?
Well,
pocket, something be reported and you don't know who's got them. How does a person become a face and not a name? They got all that. I'd sure be finding out who they were. Yeah, it's a good wonder. You ought to call for every helper in the place to follow it up. Only takes one day to kill our children. Boy, stop thinking of me when you think of those. I'll never get over that. If I'd lived a million years, those six babies. Diane Lundquist had one of them. She was weeping over it. I thought, oh, my God. On top of this, and brain damage was sure, and they all came through because of the power. And some of you don't want to show enthusiasm. You don't want to clap. They all came through. I prophesied them through, but I had to drag them through myself, by myself, and by my power alone. They didn't have any harm. They had enough to kill them and certainly enough to blind them. Okay. Now, is that it? Is that it? We're going to locate the person in dorm, apartment 5. Keep standing. Anybody, how many people in apartment 5? Anybody know in apartment 5? Put your hands up, in apartment 5. Any of you know any such a person? Anybody know any such person in apartment 5 that has a suitcase with medicines in them? Security.
I saw a box on the bed with some medication in it.
What bed was it?
I don't know the name of the bed. The bed on the Mary Rogers' bed. I saw a square box with some plastic bottles in it.
Go through there now. You better just go through there. That's all. You better go through there. I don't take no chance of this. I don't doubt you, darling. I'm not questioning. You got empty bottles, you say?
In the box?
Okay. Was this the woman that reported to you? Is it Nina Downs that reported to you? Did you report? She doesn't know who it was. Did you report this to her? Did you report this to the nurse? Salika's the one who reported to you. Okay, now we've got a trace. It's empty plastic bottles. If, sister, if you don't need them, we're very much in short supply of them in the medical. Now it's going to come up with medicine, I suppose.
That's the fellow, so that's what you have.
Just go help her so we get rid of... Please, folks, you're killing children and maybe yourself if you keep this stuff there. We will see that you get it on time. It requires much extra workers. I need them out in the fields to help us produce meat, food, for your own beings. But I keep the high medical staff so we can be protected. Will none of us be protected if you let pills be loose in private dwellings? Because whoever's got a grudge may go buy your plate and shove that in your food, and you will be sick or paralyzed or blind. I know, folk. I know what I'm doing when I say get all drugs turned in. Why do you have to argue with me? I've made that a rule long, long ago. It ought to be the first thing told anybody that comes in this place. Take all night for such an elementary thing. Now we have to be into it. The machine was not the one that we're talking about, so we still got 200 pills misplaced. Well, it hasn't come from the States yet. Let's hope so. All right, let's hope. Is it, I hope it is prescribed to the sister. Is it prescribed? Yes. If it isn't prescribed, we have a slight problem coming through customs, because they're getting mighty tough on people who bring in drugs or anything that's not supposed to be there. They strip you clear down. Oh, is it?
Bay of Livingston? That, Lovey Jean Lucas brought in the wig. Well, Lovey, darling, I'll love you forever. Look at that. Lovey's wig ends up on a doll. Jack don't look at your hair when he makes love anyway, does he, Lovey? Hold it now there. Love your neighbor and tell. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Tomorrow at 3 p.m. watch to take away ugly sights. Clean your houses and your yards. We give you one more time, or we will be public service next time. Tomorrow at 3 p.m., all band members come to the pavilion promptly for live recordings for Georgetown. 4 p.m. variations. By the way, they must be told on that radio broadcast, that was a very shoddy broadcast. I don't want that to happen again. And it didn't flow, and it just sounded stilted, and they never, again, they did not say it was our music. That fiasco must not happen again. I know Tim's going in. See that, and he does well on a broadcast. See that no fiasco. You cannot walk into a radio just because it works one time. You cannot walk into a radio, and I've broadcast all my life. You can't walk in 5 minutes and think you're not going to have trouble. And they give something to Ellie. Ellie will do very well. But then if you try to spoon feed somebody, they're going to come out wrong. When she talked on her own, she did better than when they were guiding her. It sounds, you can tell when somebody's being guided. Right? Kiss your neighbor. Can't love enough. At 4 p.m., variations, Julius, Shabaka, Black Velvets, Marthea, be prepared to sing one song for recordings. For night workers, we have movies in. We have a lost movie, unfortunately. Anna, the Russian movie, an excellent movie. Anna and her three sons or something. It was a very good movie. It's for the old-timers, For Whom the Bell Tolls, and The Killer That Stalked the Streets of New York, and then there's one, Cowboys, Lust for Gold, and there's two new Soviet films, 20 minutes each. So tonight, children are going to be... Killing It Stalk New York, isn't this? It's a gangster film. Well, let that be. For Whom the Bell Tolls Is What? There it is. What's it about? I can't remember. Oh, Spanish Civil War. Yes, Castro, that was one of his favorite Hollywood movies. Yes, okay, then For Whom the Bell Tolls. But if you see it, you better be on the work on time. If you don't believe in sleeping, you better work good. I don't want to hear anybody that was up late. Because we're going to take name down. I will check out with your work record.
Yes, sir.
Hemingway wrote it, yes. Okay, Hollywood movies. Peace and love. Have Victor Jara on. I want to keep a socialist sentiment. I couldn't sing it. I couldn't express what that man's courage. Please don't walk. I couldn't express what his words mean. It ought to be ready, you know my mood. Let him play. Let us walk out in the awareness that one man can smile through everything. They took his guitar and beat it and crushed it before him, and he kept singing, and then they took his hands, and he kept singing as the blood went out, and he went over to the next plane, and he never stopped smiling. That's why that voice should be imprinted upon our minds. And I do hope they'll bring us Paul Robeson quickly from the United States. You have one over at Paul Robeson, we'll tell the people when they hear it, because he was brave and true and strong. So when let's go out quietly tonight. No talking. For just a few minutes. Then they'll set up the movie. But be quiet for about 10 minutes so that we can...